S, surrender the mind in devotion to the Lord. He will purify it and return it back to you. Let my mind be focused on the Lord, who is the true self, my Atma. Do the breathing.
I turned off the and this my picture flickers.
Can you ask them make this, please? Hands on your knees. Continue to watch your breath. Consciously relax the body from toes to the hips, the entire legs. Relax. Relax the back from the tailbone all the way up to the neck. Pay attention to each part of the back and relax. Relax the arms from the fingers all the way to the shoulders. Relax the abdomen muscles. Breathe only through the abdomen muscles and relax. Relax the chest muscles. Relax the neck, the throat, and the face. Watch the entire relaxed body from a distance. Step back and see your body. Send positive energy to your body. This relaxation you can do longer when you are alone at home meditating. Our shloka is today from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 6. Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmanatmanam pashyannatmani tushyati. Yatra uparamati, where the mind develops uparati. That is one of the shat sampatti. The mind withdraws. We give so much importance to the world and worldly achievements. Let me withdraw my mind from the world. And turn it towards my spiritual goal. Like a river, when you want to divert it, you put a dam where you don't want it to go and turn it where it can benefit the most people. so also the mind. Niruddham yoga seva. Mind should be completely under my control. How can we do that? By practicing various sadhanas, yoga sevaya. In the third chapter, Bhagavan tells us how to practice the yoga, karma yoga. In fourth chapter, how to work with others, sinking my individual differences, yajna spirit. In the fifth chapter, by giving up doership, Bhagwan alone is doing everything. For I am the consciousness in my presence. This body is working. I am not doing anything. In the sixth chapter, by practicing the yoga of meditation, in seventh to 12th chapter, bhakti yoga, connecting with God, and who is God? So in meditation, you see the self by the self. And be contented when you see the self. The mind and intellect cannot know the self, the Atma. Only Atma can know itself. So when you shift your mind's attention inward to the self, then you are using the self to know the self. Only the self can know itself. Bhagwan cannot be known as an object. It is the subject within that knows everything. And once you know the self in its true nature, then the mind and intellect becomes quiet and we perceive the self within as my true nature, Bhagavan's presence as I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, Shivoham, Shivoham. That Shiva I am, that Brahman I am. Brahman alone is there, non-dual. And a person whose mind is stationed in the self, experiences a rare joy. A rare contentment. Where I need nothing else to make me complete. I am complete. I am Satchitananda. That is my true nature. So for the next few minutes, we will center the mind in the self and mentally abide in that truth that I am that. Soham. So that I am, that alone I am. Let us stay with that thought for a few minutes. Till the mind becomes quiet and disappears. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Remind yourself in meditation and throughout the day that Brahman I am. I am that true self. Soham. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this ego or this body, mind, intellect. I am not the perceiver, feeler, thinker. I am Om. That is who I really am. हरिओम।